أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومولاه. As we continue our theme, دروس عميقة من السيرة النبوية, we are on the nights of the last 10 nights of Ramadan. As we know, the only month mentioned by name in the Quran and mentioned in relation to the Quran. That Quran which is the last of Allah's revelation conveyed to humanity through the final messenger, peace be upon him, and that Quran preserved in its pristine, pure form, in its original. Now, this Quran is absolutely unique in so many exceptional ways. It's not only unique, but unique in exceptional ways. It is such a preeminent masterpiece of literature that it is considered by linguists as linguistically the standard of the Arabic language. Nothing to do with religion, nothing to do with revelation, purely as a literary masterpiece. It's considered as the standard of the Arabic language. It was not only a revelation to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but it was the initiator of a civilizational force that changed the course of history. There has never been a book that has ever been such an impact that influences human's life to the extent that the Holy Quran has. It is the only book that has a science regarding its recitation, which you call tajweed, that has evolved to facilitate its rhythm and its cadence. It is the most often read book in the world, the most often read book in its original, mind you. It is the most memorized book from cover to cover, and perhaps the most quoted book in the world. At a more very basic level, its uniqueness is reflected in the fact that every surah of the Quran, you know, the longest surah is 286 verses. The shortest surah is 3 verses. From the longest to the shortest surah, just something by the way, not even something fantastic, but yet unique. Every surah in the Quran contains a word, even the shortest one, that's not found anywhere else in the Quran. Waswas al-Khannas in Surah An-Nas, not found anywhere else. You find As-Samad in the Quran, not found in Surah Ikhlas, not found anywhere else in the Holy Quran. If you look at, for example, Ghasiq, not found anywhere else in the Quran except Surah Al-Falaq. Kasab, Khatab, Jeed, not found anywhere else in the Quran except in that surah. Afwaja, not found anywhere else in the Quran. Abattum, not found anywhere else. Abatar, Ma'un. Short surahs of the Quran, there are words in that surah not found or repeated anywhere else in the Quran. What to speak of those surahs like Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, which has 286 verses constituting 1/12 of the Quran. So can you see, even at the fundamentally basic level, yet mind-boggling, that's the uniqueness of the glorious Quran. However, the Quran is much greater than all these subtleties and all these little facts. It's much more than the ink and the paper. It's after all a revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, divine revelation conveyed to the Rasul in pure Arabic, preserved. وَإِنَّهُ لَتَنْزِيلُ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ نَزَلَ بِهِ الرُّوحُ الْأَمِينَ عَلَىٰ قَلْبِكَ لِتَكُونَ مِنَ الْمُنْذِرِينَ بِلِسَانٍ عَرَبِيٍ مُبِينٍ. It is a reminder of the universal principles that were referred to in previous scripture. The Quran doesn't contain everything of the past scriptures, but it contains in essence all the values and principles preserved for posterity of all the prophets from the beginning of time. It is the melodious score of Muslim spirituality. You heard the people read. 99% of us don't know what they are reading, yet we are moved. We stand for 20 rakats and more because we are moved by what they are saying, but what they are reading, what we hear, we connect with it, though we may not understand a word of it. So this is unique. The mere recitation of the Quran is considered an act of ibadah. Listening to its recitation is regarded as a blessing. Above all, it is tanzeelun min rabbil alameen, a revelation from the Lord of the world, as a hudal linnas, not as a guidance for the muttaqim, nor for the muslimin, nor for the mu'mineen, nor for the muhsineen, but for all of them. But in essence, it's a hudal linnas, a source of guidance for all humanity until the end of time. That is the Quran. Now, we look at the present state of the world, and we find ourselves in tremendous chaos. You know, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. By the token of time, by the passage of time, human beings seem increasingly in a state of loss, increasingly in a state of loss. So we see wars, we see corruption, we see trials and tribulations, and we are living in times of tremendous fitna, tremendous fitna, the magnitude of which we have never experienced in history. Now, there was an occasion, and I want to refer to a snapshot in the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, when he was sitting among his companions. And he was speaking and concerned, as he always was. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Always concerned about the welfare of the believers. And being concerned about the welfare, he made reference to times like these. He said, there will be fitna. There will come times of tremendous tribulations. And the Sahaba was sitting around him. And this is documented by Imam al-Tirmidhi. So Sayyidina Ali asked him, فَمَا الْمَخْرَجْ مِنْهَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. When the times of tribulation comes, how will we extricate ourselves from it? How will we survive it? How will we overcome it? And the Rasul said, Kitabullah, by the book of Allah. فِيهِ نَبَأَ مَا قَبْلَكُمْ وَخَبَرُ مَا بَعْدَكُمْ وَحُكْمُ مَا بَيْنَكُمْ وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ وَهُوَ الذِّكْرُ الْحَكِيمُ وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. He said, you'll get out of it, you'll extricate yourself from the fitna, from the trial and tribulation by the book of Allah. It contains information about the past, practical guidelines for the present, and information for you about the future. وَهُوَ حَبْلُ اللَّهِ الْمَتِينَ. It is the rope of Allah, which if you hold fast onto, you will not be divided. وَهُوَ الذِّكْرُ الْحَكِيمُ. It's not only a reminder, it's a wise reminder. وَهُوَ الصِّرَاطُ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. This is the Sirat al-Mustaqim. مَنْ قَالَ بِهِ صَدَقْ مَنْ حَكَمَ بِهِ عَدَلْ مَنْ عَمِلَ بِهِ أُجِرْ وَمَنْ دَعَى إِلَيْهِ هُدِيَ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطِ الْمُسْتَقِيمُ. Whoever will speak by the Quran, and whoever speaks by the Quran speaks the truth. Whoever judges by the Quran judges by justice. Whoever acts upon the Quran will find reward and benefit. And whoever calls to the Quran guides to the path which is straight and correct. You see, extricating ourselves, we are in the night of power, and it becomes powerful because of the Quran. Unless we are connected to the source of power, we are powerless. And that's why Allama Iqbal says, wo zamane mein muazzaz the musalman hokar, yani tabi'i Quran hokar. Wo zamane mein muazzaz the tabi'i Quran hokar, aur hum khar hue tariq-e Quran hokar. Those who achieve great heights in Islamic history and civilization, they were those who abided and followed and connected and followed the Quran. That is why they became great. Perchance we have become humiliated and defeated because we have left the Quran. On this night of Qadr, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that this night of power, that we reconnect to that source of power. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.